Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, November 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Stress cardiac MRI tests may help improve angina diagnosis and treatment. Using stress cardiac MRI testing to measure blood flow around the heart appears to improve diagnosis and patient quality of life. A study presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions 2025 found that small vessel problems were common in participants with suspected angina and no obstructive coronary arteries. The study revealed that a stress cardiac MRI led to more accurate diagnoses of microvascular angina and significant improvements in chest pain and quality of life after 6 months to 1 year. These findings suggest that a functional test of blood flow should be considered before dismissing chest pain, especially in women who are more likely to have small vessel angina that may go unrecognized. Effectiveness of anti-clotting meds after stent placement varied in people with diabetes. Research presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025 revealed that two commonly used antiplatelet medications, ticagrelor and prasugrel, had varying impacts on patients with type 1 or type 2 diabetes who underwent stent placement. The study showed that prasugrel may offer better outcomes compared to ticagrelor with lower rates of heart attack, stroke, bleeding complications, and death. Lead author Dr. Shripal Bangalore emphasized the importance of choosing the right medication, as the two may not be interchangeable. The Tuxedo II study, conducted in India, included 1,800 adults with diabetes and multivessel disease, evaluating the efficacy of different antiplatelet therapies after stent placement. These findings challenge the current practice of treating ticagrelor and prasugrel as interchangeable options for patients with complex coronary disease.
Investor news breaks. Max Power Mining, OTC, MaxXF, Frankfurt 89N, advances collaboration with PTRC and University of Regina on Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program. Max Power Mining is strengthening its collaboration with the Petroleum Technology Research Center and the University of Regina through a technical working session at the U of R Innovation Center, followed by a field visit to the Lawson drill site near Central Butte, Saskatchewan. Led by Chief Geoscientist Steve Halabura, the session aims to deepen understanding of Saskatchewan's naturally occurring hydrogen systems and identify new research and commercialization opportunities. Max Power is an innovative mineral exploration company focused on North America's shift to decarbonization, with a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector. The company also holds properties in the United States and Canada focused on critical minerals, including a diamond drilling discovery at the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in southeast Arizona. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks. Max Power Mining, MaxX, OTC MaxXF, Frankfurt 89N, advances collaboration with PTRC and University of Regina on Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program. Max Power Mining is strengthening its collaboration with the Petroleum Technology Research Center and the University of Regina through a technical working session at the U of R Innovation Center, followed by a field visit to the Lawson drill site in Saskatchewan. Led by Chief Geoscientist Steve Halabura, the session aims to deepen understanding of Saskatchewan's naturally occurring hydrogen systems. This collaboration includes researchers from PTRC, the U of R, the Saskatchewan Geological Survey, and the Colorado School of Mines. Max Power is a mineral exploration company focused on North America's shift to decarbonization, with a significant land position in the natural hydrogen sector. The company also holds properties in the United States and Canada focused on critical minerals, including the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in Arizona.
Count Jonathan of Aquitaine, bridging classroom realities and global academic reform. Count Jonathan David Nelson of Aquitaine, a public school teacher and academic researcher, advocates for a more inclusive view of legitimacy in global education. He challenges academic norms by re-examining how excellence and equity can coexist in diverse educational models. Count Jonathan holds a Master of Professional Studies in Communication from American Management University in Paris, recognized internationally. As a licensed educator, he remains active in substitute teaching to gain a dynamic engagement with educational realities. His research on accreditation and informal higher education models has gained international recognition, emphasizing the importance of a globally responsive definition of legitimacy. The Center for Education and Diplomacy in Avignon, where Count Jonathan works, promotes education, diplomacy, and humanitarian service through international engagement and research.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.